This is Twit.
Let's talk about nuance.
I know.
My analogy here, and I've said it three times now, folks, so I apologize if you listen to all our shows, is like a little fish swimming along, then a bigger fish comes, eats it, and then a bigger fish comes, eats it, and then a bigger, yep. And then finally Microsoft fish comes along and goes, I'll take it all.
Yep.
Because Nuance really was, as much as anything, an acquisition company, right?
Yeah. They're 20 years old.
Yeah, but they bought Dragon. They brought every speech-to-text product out there. Who bought LearnOut and HowSpeak? Because that was Microsoft's.
I know. Somebody just asked me that. I'm like, I don't know who bought that.
Yeah, because that was the one. That was like the only other one.
Yeah.
Now, of course, well, there's many, and that's
what was the IBM had one back in the day. What was the IBM one?
It
was great back.
It was. That was the third one, and I do believe.
Oh, boy. Why can't I remember this?
Oh, LearnOut and HowSpeak went bankrupt in 2001 because of fraud. The fraud of LearnOut and HowSpeak, the founders.
Oh, wow.
Joe and Paul. Wow. Okay. Never mind. I thought that was the one Microsoft was using for some reason.
Well, Microsoft had something called Tell Me.
Tell Me.
Yeah,
right.
That's much later. That's much later.
Yeah.
Well, it was, yeah. I mean...
So LearnOut and HowSpeak bought Berkeley Speech Technologies. Then they bought GlobalLink. I'm surprised Nuance didn't buy them.
I know. Right. If you look on Wikipedia at Nuance.
Oh, Nuance did buy them.
They did?
Okay.
Yeah.
So
there's so many companies they bought. It's unbelievable.
They were originally ScanSoft, right? So the first thing they did is they bought up all the scanner software out there. Then when they bought everything and completely flattened the landscape, they decided, what's next? Oh, speech to text. And yes, they got LearnOut and HowSpeak after the fraud, and they went in bankruptcy. So they got a deal.
And LearnOut and HowSpeak had bought Dragon Systems. So that's how Nuance got Dragon.
Naturally speaking thing that I sort of remembered.
Yeah.
Remember, IBM's thing might have been called VoiceVoice.
Yes, it was. Oh, your memory. Oh. And
wow.
Then, holy cow. You must have impressive. Already had your second shot because you're good.
Here's why I know this. This is a true story. When I still lived in Boston, I walked into a Dunkin' Donuts and I had a jacket on with a Windows logo. This guy came over. Guy saw me and said, hey, come here. It's like an older guy. He goes, you work at Microsoft? I'm like, no. And he says, good, because their voice recognition software is garbage.
Yeah.
And the stuff that IBM has is great.
Via voice.
And I was like, what?
No, you're
right. I had no idea what he was talking about.
All right, get ready for this.
Yeah.
Nuance was incorporated in 1992 as Visioneer. Remember the Visioneer scanner?
Oh. No.
It was a little paper document scanner. They acquired ScanSoft. Meanwhile, in 74, Ray Kurzweil... founded Kurzweil Computers. It was the first OCR system. Mm-hmm. He sold his company to Xerox.
Wait, what years are we talking now?
Okay, Kurzweil's in 74. In 80, he sold it to Xerox. The company became known as Xerox Imaging Systems and later ScanSoft.
ScanSoft.
Visioneer acquired ScanSoft. Remember the paper port? Visioneer paper port scanner? Come on. You got to remember that.
I think this is like something that was advertised in Byte magazine. Like
absolutely. We're talking 1999.
Nice. Yeah.
Yep.
Nice. Yep.
So they got. So then they Visioneer acquired ScanSoft. They renamed themselves ScanSoft. They had TextBridge paper port OmniPage. You must remember OmniPage.
I do remember OmniPage.
Yeah. 2001, they acquired LearnOut and HowSpeak, which had acquired, as you remember, just before that, Dragon, naturally speaking.
Yeah.
And then they went bankrupt, and then they got bought. They worked with, you may remember, they worked with Apple to create the first intelligence in Siri.
Yep.
ScanSoft, oh my God, just the number of companies.
The number of companies they bought.
Look at this list.
The most incestuous tech market there is.
But I think their business was really aggregating IP. So Nuance bought Dictaphone, Mobile Voice Control, Focus, Blue Star, B-Vocal, Voice Signal, Tejix, Commissure, Vocoda, Viacore, Escription, Multivision, Philips Speech Recognition, Snap-in Software, IBM Speech Technology Rights in 2009. So that's when they got VIA Voice.
That must have been where VIA Voice went. Yep. It went into Dragon Naturally Speaking. Yep. You're saying this is all from what became Dragon at the time.
Yeah. The Speech Technology Department of Harman. Didn't even, you know, who knew, right? Yeah. Jot Networks, remember them? Encore, NeCopy, SpinVox, Max Speech, they bought them.
This is turning into a Family Guy gag where it just keeps going and going. You know,
Justin Salvato might want to do something with this. Per Se, a voice biometrics-based authentication company, Notarize, iPad software, Equitrack, we're now in 2011, S-Vox for cars, WebMedX, Loquendo, Swipe, remember the Swipe keyboard? Nuance.
Yeah, Nuance. Did that.
Okay. Nuance. That's cool. Vlingo or V-Lingo, probably. V-Lingo.
Wait, hold on a second. You're saying, you just said Nuance did the Swipe keyboard.
They acquired Swipe in 2011.
But didn't Microsoft acquire Swipe?
I know.
I thought they did. Maybe Nuance sold them back. I don't know.
Yeah.
By the way, I ain't done.
Oh, sorry.
Where did we stop? V-Lingo, then Transcend Services, which was medical language specialists. Actually, that's where Dragon really excels, is in radiology and other medical.
It's funny. You look starting towards this period is when they start buying all the healthcare systems.
Safecom, Ditech, Quantum, QuadMed, J.A. Thomas and Associate, that's also a physician associated, Accentus, Virtuoz, CopyTrack, Tweddle Connect, Cognition Technologies, Varolae, formerly Par 3 Communications. Why would you change your name from Par 3 to Varolae? Two eyes.
Right.
Accelerad, makers of See My Radiology, a cloud-based medical images and reports exchange. Touch Commerce, Montage Healthcare Systems, M-Carbon, iScribes, VoiceBox, and Sykara.
So Microsoft never owns Swipe, by the way.
I thought they bought them. You're right.
I thought so, too.
They just duplicated it.
I think so. And that software disappeared from the face of the earth about 3 years ago.
Yeah, because you know why? It was into the giant maw of Nuance, which I have to say is not, in my opinion.
Well, I assume Swipe capabilities have just been added to everything.
Yeah, everything. Right? So. That's why they killed Swipe. But Nuance has not been a good steward of Dragon.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that. Sure. They really were an acquisition company, I think.
Yeah.
So how much did so the big fish bought him and gets all of that.
Yeah.
Well, the whale just ate the fish.
Yep.
No, and as somebody said to me yesterday, think about all the patents they got when they bought them.
Yeah. They got all those companies, all the IP. By the way, it was not Swipe. It was SwiftKey that Microsoft bought.
Oh, right.
Trex
right.
in the chat room is telling me. That's I remember that.
SwiftKey, thank you.
Which also did the swiping thing, but you know.
Yes, right. Right.
Holy cow, that's crazy.
I know. They bought a lot of stuff, and now Microsoft owns all that stuff. Right.
How much?
$19.7 billion, which is Microsoft's second biggest acquisition ever after LinkedIn.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's big. It's big. Yeah, it's funny because over the weekend, Bloomberg broke that they might buy them for $16 billion. And everyone was like, oh, my goodness, $16 billion, that's so much money.
So much, then, too much.
19.7, right?
Yeah. So I think that was literally, it was really 16, but that includes their debt or something. They literally, this is an
they
all cash
the
transaction.
Debt. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting.
I know. Yeah. So for me, the most interesting thing was hearing, as usual, Microsoft explain why they bought them, right? Because we're talking about all the IP that they got. And a lot of people were saying, yeah, but Microsoft, they already had a lot of speech recognition technology themselves. Why did they go pay $19 billion to get more? But if you look at what Nuance has been doing over the past several years, they've been kind of honing their business to become a healthcare company as much as anything, right? So when Satya Nadella talked about them on the investor call, the first thing he said was, this is about healthcare. He didn't say it's about speech or voice.
Right.
Right.
Which is a hoot, since, I mean, what else would you buy it for?
Sure. Yeah. I thought it was really interesting on the weekend when I started looking into Nuance. You know, when you go to a company's website and you're reading all the drop downs and you're like, what do these people
what
do?
What is this? Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Well, now we know they buy things.
Yeah, I know. Because I kept looking at their site, like it said products, and I clicked on products. I'm like,
it's
okay,
like just a page
I still don't
says
know what
synergy.
They do. It was. It was like that. And everything was about, in some ways, it mirrors the new Microsoft, right? A lot of stuff about all the social good kinds of stuff they're doing. There was a lot about, you know, equity and this and that. And I'm not downplaying those things, but I'm like, okay, this is how these two companies fit together. They have a lot of the same interests and way of operating right
same
now.
Same level of nonsense. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think the main thing they want out of this, at least this is what they're saying, and I don't have reason to disbelieve them, is the healthcare focus, because right now Microsoft focuses on, like, you know, 10 or 12 verticals, and the biggest one by far for them is healthcare.
The biggest Microsoft's potential been in too, and out. Right?
Yeah, right. Microsoft's been in and out of healthcare for like a decade. They bought a ton of healthcare companies, then they sold them, then they kind of refocused on healthcare.next. So if you look at this, they get the IP for the speech technology and the AI technology that Nuance has. Plus, they get all this vertical expertise in healthcare, which is something they really want.
They also sell a COVID-19 chatbot.
Yeah. So does Microsoft, I think, right?
So you put that on your website so you don't have to answer the same questions over and over and over and over.
You know, when we talk about conversational AI and chatbots.
Oh, yeah. Like Tay. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what they do, too. So.
Interesting. It really fits well with Microsoft, I think. Yeah.
It does.
Are any of their bots foul-mouthed? Because I kind of missed that.
Yeah, like Tay. Mm-hmm. Probably not. You know, the
Microsoft Tay, the insult bot.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think it's very interesting to see. Well, so here's Nuance's business. 2/3 is healthcare. 1/3 is enterprise. So, I mean, it couldn't really map better to Microsoft, right? The enterprise stuff is all these other verticals that Microsoft also has, you know, telco and retail and finance, all the same ones, right? Scott Guthrie gets on the investor call and he says, by the way, this DAX thing that they have, the ambient technology where it records voice and then it does AI magic on it and it turns it into notes, that can be applied to every industry. So then you're like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
They're going to use it for healthcare, but then they're going to use it for everything else too, right? So it's a very natural fit. Everybody's like, do you think it was worth $19 billion? I don't know. I'm not a finance whiz. I don't know if it was worth $19 billion or who else was looking at the company. Maybe Google, Amazon.
I think Apple too, apparently, at what we saw at one point.
Oh, interesting.
And you know, Apple, a company like Apple would have done something completely different with this company, obviously, right? Yeah. Right? Yeah.